Republicans rejected House Speaker Mike Johnson's bipartisan plan to avoid a government shutdown. With 3 days until the funding deadline, Johnson needs a new solution that earns the support of President-elect Donald Trump. Trump and House Republicans criticized Johnson's deal, released Tuesday, December 17th, for its concessions to Democrats, including an extension to the debt ceiling suspension. Shortly after the bill's release, Elon Musk repeatedly posted on X, the social media company he owns, criticizing the bill. He and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy are leading Trump's charge to make large-scale cuts to government spending under the newly formed Department of Government Efficiency. After the bill collapsed, Musk posted, "Your elected representatives have heard you, and now the terrible bill is dead." In a joint statement, Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance said, "If Democrats threaten to shut down the government unless we give them everything they want, then call their bluff. Republicans control the House and Democrats control the Senate. The bill needs a two-thirds majority in the House because Johnson is moving to speed up its passage." However, the swearing-in of a new Congress in January adds to the complexity of Johnson's situation. Johnson will have a narrower majority and will need the support of nearly every House Republican to remain Speaker when the new Congress convenes and elects one next month. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie has already said he will vote against Johnson. Most federal operations will shut down if Congress can't reach a deal by 12:01 a.m. on Saturday, December 21st. However, with the weekend, most services will not be fully affected until Monday, December 23rd. A shutdown would close everything from national parks to government-operated museums and historic sites. It would also delay applications for things like government benefits or new passports. The shutdown does not affect things like mail delivery. Essential services like Border Patrol and airport security will not close, but their staff will not be paid until after a shutdown ends.